Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Wherever you are out on the World Wide Web, welcome to this edition of Talking Outside the Box. I'm Charles Bruno, Executive Editor of the Tolle Group. Today, I'm talking with Kevin Tolle, President, CEO, and Founder of the Tolle Group, and Nir Ilani, Director of Product Marketing for Radware's Application Delivery Solutions. We're going to first take a look at Radware's recent performance benchmark figures for the company's on-demand switch versus F5 Network's big IP platforms, ranging from the 1500 to the 6800. Next, we'll learn what else is important when evaluating application delivery platforms and the latest introduction from Radware in the series. First, I'm going to turn to Kevin Tolle to talk to us about recent Tolle Group testing of the Radware products versus F5. Kevin, welcome to the podcast.
Good morning. In February 2008, Radware commissioned the Tolle Group to conduct a performance evaluation of Radware's newly released on-demand switch platforms. Our task was to evaluate the platform's readiness for next-generation applications. The evaluation was set to test the different platforms for their ability to perform, meet evolving requirements, and protect production services. Different metrics were set based on the current technology climate relevant to the ADC decision consideration, resulting in emphasis on Layer 7 processing, response time, and the security of active services. Furthermore, Radware followed a full disclosure policy, making all supporting materials publicly available, allowing customers to recreate the published results. The tests unveiled performance leadership in three dimensions: Layer 7 processing, with respect to throughput and transactions per second, response time, and security. The first dimension is Layer 7 processing, consisting of two elements. The first regards transactions per second, where the Radware on-demand switch delivers over 348,000 Layer 7 transactions per second, more than five times the transactions handled by F5's Big IP 6800 when handling 128-byte objects. The second element regards throughput, where the Radware on-demand switch delivers over 3.5 gigabits per second of throughput, while F5's platforms reach a maximum of 2.47 gigabits per second when handling 10 HTTP transactions per connection and objects ranging between 1 KB to 512 KB. The next dimension I would like to mention is response time, a metric which became critical in maintaining service levels and customer quality of experience. The Radware on-demand switch exhibits an average of six times better response time than F5's Big IP 6800 for most object sizes and 120 times better for 128-byte objects. The third and final dimension relates to security, testing the platform's ability to protect under attack and maintain service levels. The Radware on-demand switch combats 500,000 SYN attack packets while sustaining 1 gigabit per second of throughput with no performance degradation, while the F5 Big IP 6800 reaches a maximum of 300,000 SYN attack packets. The Radware on-demand switch combats 780,000 ICMP attack packets while sustaining 1 gigabit per second of throughput with no performance degradation. It is evident that Radware's on-demand switch delivers superior performance, response time, and security. For more details, please see the detailed reports found on both the Radware and the Tolle Group's website. Thank you. Charlie, back to you.
Thanks, Kevin. Now I'd like to bring in Nir Ilani, Director of Product Marketing with Radware's Application Delivery Group. Nir's going to give us a bit more insight into Radware's on-demand switch and the company's strategy. Nir, welcome to the podcast, and let's get started. Radware represents a new approach for platform scalability with its on-demand switches. What's the significance of Radware's on-demand approach?
Application delivery controllers, or ADC, are typically deployed in extremely dynamic environments with high rates of user traffic and are tasked with a long list of functions. The difficulty in sizing the exact service requirements generally results in either initial overspending or in conducting a forklift upgrade soon after purchase, upon discovering that a capacity was undersized. Bear in mind that each forklift upgrade means downtime, scheduling maintenance windows, additional configuration, new training, and more, which all translate into high operational costs. With on-demand switches, on-demand scalability, these costs and their related risks can be eliminated. In addition, the traditional approach binds the platform's performance to the platform's processing capacity. This approach limits the device's ability to scale with the organization, as every stress on the system will result in slower response time due to the limited processing power. This is not the case with on-demand switch, which flexibly addresses growing network and business requirements thanks to its scale-as-you-grow approach. This enables organizations to protect their investment and to increase savings on both CapEx and OpEx. This is why the value that we bring to the market with on-demand switch is significant, as customers do not only get unmatched application delivery performance and on-demand scalability, but they also ensure they pay for the exact capacity they currently need and scale on-demand as their business grows and obtain a higher return on investment.
One of the metrics that Radware presents is a significant advantage in latency over the competition. How does it affect the current applications landscape, Nir?
It's interesting to mention that next-generation applications do not necessarily consume more throughput compared to traditional applications. However, latency does play a key role in customers' and partners' quality of experience. Collaborative applications, CRM systems, ERP systems, voice, video, and other advanced services that are part of next-generation applications are characterized as latency-sensitive. The effect of such functions is evident by the response time figures presented in the report, a metric that defines the solution's next-generation readiness. This is more than just an empty slogan, as it is important to remember that quality of experience is a key success factor for service deployment and business success, while slow response time holds an immediate impact on customers' experience.
The security test that the Tully Group conducted is associated with a baseline of legitimate traffic. Why was it imperative to use that baseline traffic, Nir?
We defined a test in which the objective was to test the ability of the device to sustain a distributed denial of service or DOS attack while maintaining steady service levels, that is, to protect the service with zero service degradation. The presented results refer to the volume of attack packets repelled by each of the tested platforms. Nevertheless, we at Radware believe that security is an integral part of the application delivery solution, as without it, service availability cannot be guaranteed.
During Tully Group testing, Radware decided to go with a full disclosure approach and make sure all test parameters and supporting information were available. In addition, Radware decided to provide access to the company's performance lab in order to take away all of the guesswork and doubts associated with such reports. What are the benefits of this approach, Nir?
Many reports present results in figures but omit parameters in which they were measured, which leaves these figures without the appropriate context, deeming them unusable. Radware set an objective of making the evaluation report A, beyond any doubt, and B, actionable. In order to achieve that goal, Radware decided on a full disclosure policy. First of all used terminologies are based on a terminology paper published by F5 as a concept baseline, facilitating a common ground for the results. Secondly, Radware made all of the devices and testing equipment configuration files available for review. The supporting information provides customers with the ability to review the test parameters. Furthermore, Radware offers access to its performance lab for recreating and revalidating the tests, so interested parties can review the results firsthand.
Well, let's wrap up now, Nir. What are the latest developments related to the on-demand switch. Can you tell us about your future plans?
Sure. On-demand switch delivers a paradigm shift in the application delivery market space, and it is well perceived in the market by customers, partners, and analysts alike. In light of this success, we've recently launched the On-Demand Switch 3 platform, the latest addition to the successful On-Demand Switch platforms line. On-Demand Switch 3 delivers up to 16 gig of throughput capacity, as well as 10 gig ports and a dual redundant power supply. It is a highly reliable application delivery controller targeted at the high-end application delivery market segment. Looking forward, covering the entire 0 to 16 gig throughput range, we plan to continue providing our customers with the best investment protection, complete operation simplicity, breakthrough performance, and on-demand scalability. We invite whoever is interested to test your specific environment for yourself using our performance lab. And to get more information about on-demand switch and its business benefits, on Radware's website at www.radware.com.
And that's it for today's Talking Outside the Box. I'd like to thank Kevin Tully once again for joining us to discuss the latest evaluation of Radware's on-demand switch platform versus F5's Big IP platforms. The complete reports are available for download on both Radware's and the Tully Group's websites at www.radware.com or www.tolly.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and goodbye for now. ¶¶